Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Change Book Radio Show, global insight and inspiration for life and business. We're brought to you by the fastest growing personal development book series in the world titled The Change. And I'm your host and voice, Stacey Carnaluti, transformational leader and coach, international bestselling author, and founder of High Powered Success Academy and StaceyC.com, The Power to Be. Welcome to The Change. Hey friends, it's Stacey Carnaluti, and I am going solo today. I just finished a VIP event, a week, 3 days of just immersion, just intensive work with my clients, a small group of clients, and it was really amazing. And there's so many things that I'm still just kind of pondering and reflecting on, just the beauty of it all. And I've been challenged recently to really step out and absolutely trust that I'm fully equipped and totally ready for whatever, you know, comes my way, to never ever feel like there needs to be more planning or more perfecting or more, you know, the whole lie about I'm not ready. My life is about the power to be, like capital B, capital E, stepping into that power to be all that we need to be in every moment of every day, and just getting rid of all of the doubt and unbelief and the crazy overthinking that might, you might be familiar with that as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. We tend to, there's a lot of overachieving. There's a lot of getting stuck in the mind and feeling like I'm not quite, you know, prepared to step out. And anyways, so that's what was on my heart to share today. So I'm just going to go ahead and just speak from my heart and allow whatever is in me to come up. And so this is what we're doing today. And if you want to call in and chat, the number is 646-668-8857. I am going to take callers today. I would love for you to come on. So anyways, why, you know, what is it that would keep us from living out the truth of who we are? And as I said earlier, the truth of who we are is that we have what it takes in every minute to do what needs to be done in order to get to that next place that we're called to be. So whatever happens along our way, we are literally just collecting more and more raw materials to create another beautiful thing along the way. And that might sound woo-woo, like that might sound like, what in the hell is she talking about? But really, the truth is we're equipped already. We've got everything that we need. And so this journey of life is truly about trust. It's all about trusting that you have what you need right now to generate the energy, to generate the money, to generate the connections and the resources. Whatever it is, you have that ability to step into that place right now. So the wanting, and I know that a lot of visionaries struggle with this one, because as a visionary, you see the future, you see that destination, and there's a lot of goal writing and a lot of, you know, writing it out and making it plain so that you can read it every day and run with it. The problem with all of that is that you're never quite there. So as long as you're looking at the vision, then it's out in front of you. But the power of the vision is to be able to step into it right now today and believe that I'm already there. And it is in the believing that I'm already there that I have the power to actually be the abundance, be the way, be the truth, be the strength, be the enlightenment, be everything that I need to be in order to get to that prize or that destined place. So this whole thing, you know, it's illogical and it's irrational and it's unsensical to believe that I already have what I think I don't. And that until I believe that I have what I think I don't, I'm never going to actually bring it into the realm of the natural and experience it in my life. So what are the things that stop us from stepping into this power to be all we need to be in order to experience the life that we dream about or that we envision. The only thing that stops us is the illusion of fear. Fear is an illusion, false evidence appearing real. That's an acronym that I like to use. There's many others, but the word false just reminds me that whatever I'm afraid of is literally not, it's not true. It's an illusion. And so if I can recognize that there is fear stopping me or blocking me or keeping me hidden in a place of shadow thinking where I'm not in the truth of the light, if we think about, you know, the shadow of things to come or walking through the valley of the shadow of death, when you're in a shadow, that means that you're not being fully exposed and you're not in the truth of pure light and energetic power. And so the illusions are what keep us hidden. And so a lot of my work this weekend was in helping people identify the many faces of fear and voices of fear so that they can recognize what's in front of them and then literally take that potent energy and alchemize it, like change its form. So rather than it being in this energetic heavy likeness of fear, keeping them stuck. Like when you're in a place of fear, you're absolutely stuck. You cannot move forward. So being able to lighten, when we bring light into us, we're literally like getting rid of the heaviness and being able to rise up into a powerful place of truth. And truth literally prevails. It gets us into a place of love where we can conquer everything. Love never, ever fails. So if we keep coming up against failure and defeat and lack in our lives, we are not in a place of truth and love at all. There's no power there. And so this is what the real work is being able to recognize when we're in a place of fear, which is illusion. And so what does that look like? I'm going to get some water. There's many channels of energy that, you know, come through our systems and we as a system, like our mind, body, being a system. When we're running truth through our system, when truth is coming into our mind and therefore entering into our body, everything works right. Our health is optimal. Our well-being is high. You know, there's joy and there's peace and there's absolute unshakable power and profit, continual profit. When we're running fear or illusion through our systems, it's like castor oil or something. I mean, it literally like bogs everything down and it's like lead in your body and it keeps you depressed. If you can like think of a heaviness that's on you that keeps you in a place of oppression or depression, unable to see the way out. It's stagnating. And that's where sickness and disease attaches itself. So if you're somebody that's continually fighting off symptoms, physical symptoms in your life, then we know that the fear that you're talking about or that you're dealing with, I should say, that you're running through your system has to do with victim energy. It has to do with living in the energy of blaming other people or circumstances or any external force for the results that you're experiencing in your life. So I want you to connect those two. If there's a lot of physical issues in your life, that means that you are running victim energy, which is illusion and fear. You're running victim energy through your system, and that's what's causing the physical dysfunction in your life. So the work there is to put on the truth that I am willing to stand and fight for what I value in this life. And if I value health and wellness, then I'm willing to take a stand for health and wellness in my life. I'm willing to fight for that valuable energy in my life. And that willingness to submit the fear to truth and literally rise up and decree that health and wellness is important to me, and that's what's going to be established in my life. It is that willingness to decree that thing that's going to activate the warrior in you, that's going to take the action needed to get the valuable thing, which is health and wellness. So this is the work of living out the truth of who you are in order to experience the power to actually be, not the power to have something desirable, but the power to actually be health and healing on this earth, to actually be the way to the things that you desire on this earth, to actually be the freedom of truth. When you're running truth through your system, you are a picture of freedom. Let's say that you find yourself caught up in your head all the time, overthinking things, always asking questions, wanting to know all the little details of every little thing. That is the energy of the saboteur. That's the energy that's going to keep you in a place of like craziness in your mind. That's the energy that destroys the mind. And the work there is to be able to put on the truth that says, this happens now. Faith is now. Faith is not something I, you know, believe for tomorrow. When I'm in a place of faith, I'm in a place of absolute trust and belief right now in this moment. So alchemizing or changing the form of that sabotaging energy of being all caught up in overthinking things and thinking like, you look foolish, this is irresponsible, this doesn't make any sense, I need more time, I need more training, I need more education, you know, never feeling like you're quite good enough or qualified. When you're caught up in that kind of energy, that's when you use your faith to be able to step into the belief that, no, now I have everything I need to be able to make a decision that's going to profit my life. I'm going to trust my intuition right now, and I'm going to act on this nudge that's telling me to, like I did today, do an impromptu on the radio show. Like, I did not have this planned. It was like something that came to me just a couple hours ago. And of course I resisted it, but I don't get to do that right now. I don't get to have that liberty to ignore the intuitive nudges anymore. And I'm challenging you to the same, you know, when you feel like you're, you know, getting that sense like I'm supposed to take action or I'm supposed to call that person. Or that was another thing I did today. I absolutely got an intuitive hit to call somebody about a like a mentorship group that I'm supposed to be a part of. And sure enough, I made the call and he was like, whoa, you know, you're in. And so that's a place I knew I needed to be. And it already happened because I acted. I took the action that seemed a little bit unreasonable or foolish, because normally they interview for those positions in advance, and I stepped right into it. So that's the transformational energy. That's the energy that literally like brings the manifestation of your desire to the earth, like right now, into the natural, from the spirit into the natural. The spiritual visions that we have are waiting for you to bring them into manifestation or bring them into this, you know, reality that you're experiencing. Let's say that you're all like really struggling with value, like I don't know how much to charge for my programs, or maybe you've got a set price and then a friend comes along and they, you know, are interested in your services and immediately like you're willing to give away your value for free. That is prostitutional energy. That's you not valuing your value enough to put a price on it. And it's also you not valuing your clients. The client also needs to be invested in the work that they're committing to as well in order to get the results that they're looking to get. So when you're tempted to lower your price or to give away anything in exchange for approval or acceptance, maybe you talk differently when you're around certain people, or you dress differently, or, you know, because you're trying to fit in. You're trying to gain the approval of the tribe. That's called tribal consciousness, and there's no place for that on this earth anymore. We're done with all of that. And there's the only way that you're going to be able to live out the call or the vision or the assignment that's in your heart is for you to no longer care about the approval of others. The most important thing is that you respect yourself and that you stay in a place of complete complete integrity. And by you stepping out and saying yes when you're supposed to be saying no, that puts you in a place of conflict. All of a sudden, you're out of integrity because you didn't listen to your gut. You didn't say no when you were supposed to say no. And the reason why you didn't say no is because you were, you were desiring the approval of that person more than the value that you're here to contribute in the earth. So the way to get out of that prostitute energy is to understand that what you love and what you value and what you desire is worth affording. Your deepest desire is worth affording. It's worth affording in time, in money, in effort, in self-expression. It's worth affording. What you have to say is important. What you desire is important. Those things were woven into you before you were, you know, even came to planet Earth. That deep desire in your heart is the very thing that you need faith for to live out. And that's what you're here for, is to contribute that incredible work in the earth. That dream that's in you is not just a lifestyle dream. It's like you being the truth of who you are, which is abundant, which is generous, which is powerful, which is fully resourced. The truth of who you are is love and light and life. And life is not surviving. Life is not oxygen to breathe or the ability to just keep breathing. That's not life. That's survival. And you're here to have life. And life is abundant. That means you have more than enough of it for yourself. You don't have to worry about yourself. You've got an overflow because your nature is generosity. If you're not in a state of generosity, then you're not in a state of overflow. You're worried about meeting your own needs and therefore you're self-focused instead of living out the bigger vision of your life and contributing something of great value in the earth. So when I talk about the power to be, I'm talking about the power to be the truth. And the truth, again, is that you are abundant, that you are fully resourced, that everything is generated from inside of you. Things don't come to you. Things come from you and through you. You have the ability to generate the energy, to generate the value exchange. When there's a lack of resources in your life, it's because you're not generating the value. To be able to give, your natural state is generosity. You're in a continual state of giving. To live is to give. There's always something radical, life-giving, flowing out of you. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water every single day. That's the truth. And if you're not living in that truth, that means fear is in the way. You're in that shadow energy that's keeping you hidden, that's keeping you small, that's keeping you limited, that's keeping you from the deepest desires of your heart because you don't value the deep desires enough to stand up and decree that this is going to be established in my life and I am willing to stand and fight for what I value. And when you're willing to do that, that's when the grace of God appears with every resource and every connection and every ability from heaven. You are supplied by heaven. That's what you have access to. And the last channel of energy that I wanted to talk about was the individuational energy. This is the child energy and the sovereign energy. This is that pillar that gives you the ability to really stand up and own your life and your happiness. And own that dream. This is the pillar where we decide that dream of ours is worth fighting for, standing for, living for. That was sown into you. That seed of greatness was put in you from the very beginning. And if you decide that that seed of greatness, that potential that's so radical and unlimited, if that's not important to you, then that means you're down there in that prostitute energy, not valuing who you are and what you came to this earth to bring and to be. And so this is the work that I do in helping you identify what illusions you're hiding behind. What illusions are keeping you stuck in the wilderness, circling the same mountain year after year? You're in six cycles of sabotage, totally abusing your own self, bullying yourself. And I help you see the value that is you. You really are the gift. And when you begin to connect with the power to be the gift that you really are, you get to live out the truth that you are abundant, that you are resourced, that you are powerful, that you are generous. And you stand up as a sovereign being. When I say sovereign, I just mean like in that royalty, like energy of authority. Like you have dominion and authority on this earth. You are here to multiply, to increase. And if we're not doing that, we are in that child energy of not willing to make our dreams come true and not willing to stand up and decree a thing. We're looking for permission to live, or we feel somehow entitled, or maybe somebody else is supposed to make it happen for us. And that's what I'm here to help you come out of. As a guide, as a support you need, I need support in my life. I have mentors and coaches, and I'm never, ever alone in walking this journey out, because a man who isolates himself rages against all sound judgment. And when we get alone for too long, we fall into the illusions again. And we begin to believe lies, and we begin to live in stories that are keeping us from the glory that we're here to experience. The grace and the glory, they come together. You can't have the glory without receiving the grace. So that's my heart, and I just needed to share that with you guys today. If this touched you, reach out to me anytime, Stacey@StaceyC.com. It's S-T-A-C-E-Y at StaceyC.com. And I am so, I've just got passion in me that's crazy. And it's a passion for truth. Like, I can't stand it. I can't stand seeing, untapped potential in my own life or the lives of anybody else. I just believe that there's such an extraordinary life here for us to live. And I am not quitting until all of us experience it. No, I'm not in charge of you. I can't control you, but I am here, when you're ready for that support, please reach out anytime. I've got some incredible coaching programs. Right now I'm doing an immersion. It's a shortened 3-month course called The Profit Zone, and it's an immersion. So we're just going to dive in deep and, pull up these lies that you're, kind of stuck behind. And I'm going to equip you and empower you to be able to launch that business or increase your sales, double your income. I mean, we're getting results that are just off the hook. So money, health, intimacy. I mean, marriages are being healed. Families are being healed and reconciled. Relationships, businesses, every area of life is being touched by this work. So I just had to share it today. And I thank you for tuning in. And reach out anytime. And until next week, don't forget to be the change and the magic that you're hoping to see in the world. Love you guys so much. Peace out.